This is program number LW2743.
It happened during World War I near Jerusalem. It was a beautiful, warm day, peaceful, that several Turkish soldiers tried to rob a shepherd of his sheep. And what happened is astonishing. Let me tell you about it. Hi, this is Larry West. The shepherd was asleep nearby when these Turkish soldiers sneaked up and very quietly began to drive away the man's flock. Finally, he woke up and saw what was happening. The shepherd and the soldiers knew this, and in fact, this was part of the problem. The shepherd was sympathetic to the British and their cause, which made him immediately these soldiers' enemy. Now, he knew single-handedly he couldn't possibly recapture his sheep by force. The soldiers probably would have killed him if he tried. They would have at least taken him prisoner. Suddenly, though, he had an idea. Standing on his side of the ravine, a safe distance from the soldiers, this shepherd put his hand to his mouth and gave his own peculiar call to gather his sheep. His voice echoed through the ravine, and, of course, his sheep heard it. All of a sudden, these sheep turned and began running down one side of the ravine and up the other. And there were so many of them, the soldiers couldn't stop them. When the sheep reached their shepherd, he ran with them to a safe place before the soldiers could decide what to do. It's a lesson in obedience. We don't hear that word much these days, obedience. These sheep had learned obedience, and because they had, the shepherd was able to, I guess you could say, save their lives. Now, one thing is for sure, it was almost too late. I mean, after all, the sheep were on the other side of the ravine, you know. The sheep were getting further and further away, and if this were made into a movie, I can just see it now. The music is beginning to build, and the camera begins to move more quickly on the sheep, then on the shepherd, on the sheep, back to the shepherd. The music is building and getting louder, and then it happens. The shepherd cries out, "Is it too late? Is it?" Nope. The sheep turn, and here they come. Mom, Dad, ever told your kid to do something and then had him to say, "Wait a minute, Mom," or "I'll do it after a while"? When I was a kid, I remember lots of times that I said that to my mom and dad, never really intending to do it in the first place, not intending to obey. If I could get away with not doing it, I sure would try. Let me tell you another story. It was Jesus Christ who told this one in the Bible. There was a man once, Jesus says, who had two sons. He went to the first son and said, "Son, I want you to work today in my vineyard." I suppose it was a grape vineyard. Well, the boy didn't want to go. I don't know, maybe it was because it was such a hot day, or maybe it was just a day when you could just be plain lazy. Well, anyway, he stood up and said, "No, I won't," and then he walked away. It wasn't long, though, that the boy got to thinking about it, and he began to regret how he treated his dad. After all, he did help eat those grapes, and the man was his dad. So he changed his mind, and he went straight to that vineyard and started to work. Well, his father, in the meantime, went to the boy's brother and asked him to help, and that son said, "Okay, I'll go." But after his dad went into the house, he changed his mind, and he didn't go. He didn't obey. Now, let me ask you something. Which of these two guys do you suppose the father appreciated? The answer is obvious, isn't it? The one who changed his mind and obeyed certainly is the one who pleased his dad. Even if he had delayed, the point is he repented. He changed his mind, and he obeyed Dad instead. When it comes to you and God, it's not too late. You still have time to change your mind and obey. Think about it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet that discusses obeying God. The pamphlet is called, "What is the Gospel?" It's yours for the asking. I'd sure like to send it to you. What is the Gospel? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.